Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. A little bit of a sidetrack. Yesterday, I just spoke some things out of my spirit. Hopefully and prayerfully, I'm believing it was a blessing into someone's life. I'm trying to finish the 12th verse of Titus 2, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. The agency of teaching in this setting is the 11th verse, the grace of God that hath appeared. And we've told you that's the personage of Jesus, not the doctrine of grace, but the person of grace who teaches us. And as we said yesterday, and this is worth repeating, Paul said in his epistles that we did not so learn Christ that we would end up being the way the world is. Which means that as you learn Christ, you begin to take on the character of Christ. This is not a works mentality, it's a learning curve. For instance, in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, Jesus said, I'll give you rest. He tells the audience, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And one of the things that you will learn as you take his yoke upon you, and the yoke is being joined together in labor, you working together with him, not you working to please him, but you working alongside him. And when you do that, you will learn things about him that you will never learn sitting on the sidelines. And I think that there's probably not enough teaching in the grace message on the discipline of working for God. In fact, we've run so far from all of our performance days in which admittedly many of us were only working to get to heaven or to please a God we thought was needing appeased. So a lot of our works were motivated out of a spirit of lack and fear. And therefore, now that we're freed from that, it's almost as if we've run as far as we can away from work because we're afraid it will start to smell like religion. And I understand that. I feel the same impulse. At the same time, I don't want to move to the sidelines in regards to the message of grace, peace, hope, love that God has placed into our heart. And so I believe there is a very important thing to be said for the discipline of the Holy Spirit in teaching us who we are in Christ. In Paul's verse, he tells us that grace will teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, which means that the present age that he's talking about, the contrast to the present age would be if you were living soberly, righteous, and godly, which tells us that the present age wasn't living that way. And the worldly lusts are not, that don't have anything to do with religion there, but it has to do exactly what it sounds like. The epithumias, the lusts that are of a carnal nature that really pertain more to the world than to the things of God. Nothing wrong with lust. It's just, what are we lusting after? Jesus had lust in his heart. At the Last Supper, he uses the phrase lust. I have lusted with a great lust to share this meal with you. So nothing wrong with lust, but Paul categorizes it as worldly lust, or the kind of lusts that characterize the people of the world. So what he is saying is that grace teaches us to live differently than the world. It literally, the grace of God, and I'm not talking again about the doctrine of the grace of God, but the person, Jesus, brings out in us a spirit, I believe, a spirit of excellence, whereby we become producers rather than just receivers. And being a good receiver is important, but using that reception to be able to be a producer in the kingdom is also equally important, and not from a place of performance, but from a place of responding to the goodness of God in our lives. We'll move on tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.